and 93.3 FM K1, one-on-one time with Tri-County Tech. I have, well, not quite a room full of students, but several in the room, and we'll talk with them in just a moment. Austin Shipman, to kind of give me a basis of why I'm asking the students all these questions from Tri-County. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
And by the way, congratulations once more on the Baldrige Award.
Thank you.
I know that you actually got the award presentation the last few days. So.
Yeah, it's been a busy week.
It has been a busy week. And we'll cover that one on another topic, because the students, while they are proud of your award, that's not why they're here.
Right.
What's going on? Why did you bring me a great selection of students this morning?
Yeah, so one of the many departments we have at Tri-County is pre-engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the purposes of that program is to prepare students for engineering careers, whether that's here locally in Bartlesville or even nationally or worldwide. So. Mm-hmm. We'd like to recruit high school students from all over the area, Bartlesville and everywhere else, to join our program and just kind of get a leg up when they go to college for pursuing engineering.
Well, engineering is such a wide open field. It's usually a hyphenated word, electrical engineer,
right.
Civil engineer, building engineer, all kinds of different fields all within that umbrella of engineering.
Right.
So you get to give an introduction to all kinds of different topics.
We do, yeah. So we have a selection of 5 or 6 advanced classes that we teach. Students usually come in and take about 2 introductory classes to engineering, and then we'll teach electrical or civil engineering or aerospace or manufacturing. That's a big emphasis now as well. So
sure. Well, it's not that I don't want to talk with you, and why I may conclude this time with you a little, so we can find out how students can get involved for next year, because you're in the process right now of signing students up for next year.
We
right?
are, yeah. So okay. At this point, any student, whether they're from Dewey, Copan, Nowata, or Bartlesville locally,
mm-hmm.
They have the option of signing up with their counselor to come to Tech. And they can sign up with their counselor, select pre-engineering, and they can come join us either in the morning or afternoon, depending on where they're from.
Okay. Well, Austin, I'll ask you to step aside, and I've got 2 young men and 1 young lady in, and just so that we'll... 2 and 1, we'll kind of put the gentleman on either end of the conversation as bookends. First of all, good morning. He was wearing a name tag, so I have to ask you what your name is.
My name is Caleb Brown.
And Caleb, where do you go to school when you're not at Tech?
I go to Nowata High School.
Okay, so you made that short drive in from Nowata on a regular basis
yep.
to Tech. Tell me about your, are you a first year or second year engineering student?
I'm actually a third year engineering student.
Third year, I didn't get that far.
At Tech,
uh-huh.
I'm a senior at Nowata.
Okay. And, well, first of all, why did you choose engineering?
I've always found joy in taking things apart, figuring out how things work.
Welcome to the club.
And my grandpa was an engineer. And
that's a good reason.
Yeah.
So, let's just start, first of all, as you're a senior now, you're ready to at least make a decision to either take what you learned at Tech and go pursue that field, go whether it's a further education or work on the job type training situation. What are you going to do with what you learned?
Well, right now I'm planning on going to OSU.
Okay.
And I've been accepted, and I'm going to be entering the architectural engineering department come this next fall.
And like we talked about with engineering already, they gave you an overall basis in engineering, and then you got to make some choices, whether to get into architectural or electrical or however you wanted to
yes.
go.
Yes, and like Mr. Shipman said, there's 6 specialized courses. I chose the civil engineering mm-hmm. course, which focuses on building and site planning and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and that really got me interested in architectural, the architectural aspect.
And after a while, you found yourself, as you drove by any building, you started looking at how it looked, how it was designed, what
yeah.
materials were there, and
yeah.
maybe even looking down at the roadway and say, well, how can I make this better?
Yeah, exactly.
Does the process with the instructors, and I want to make sure I make room for the other students as well, did they both ask you questions so you had to delve into it and also answer some of your questions?
Yes. It's what I really like about Tech is how hands-on it is, and there's actually really small classes, so the teachers are really able to help individual students with any issues they're having or answer questions and not have to take up time with every single person's questions and just fly through them. They can actually answer and go in depth with the answers, with the questions.
And so part of that in depth, I'm guessing, and I like you and I have talked for the first time when you walked in the door here a moment ago, part of that is actually answering your questions. Yes, it's right here, but part of the answer is also, why don't you go check out chapter number 2 of this book and find out some more stuff, both ways.
Exactly. Yeah.
So they kind of take you and look at the however you learn, however you dig information out, and are able to tailor that to you.
Yes.
That's great. Yeah. That really is. I hope I can come back to you and find a little bit more time, but I've got two more people waiting in the wings here. So while I'm excusing you, good morning. And the young lady in the room, what's your first name?
Tony.
I guess I should ask your last name, too, and where do you go to school?
Tony Stewart, and I go to school at Copan.
Okay, thanks for coming in this morning. A little bit shorter drive from Nowata, but not much to Tech. What year engineering student are you?
I'm a second year.
You're a second year. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to make that decision quite as much.
No,
ready.
Still got a little bit more time to figure out exactly what field I want to do.
So far, sitting here today, forcing you into any particular career choice 20 years down the road, what so far has sparked an interest for you?
Either mechanical or electrical.
Okay. So that's a pretty wide range, although they do overlap a little bit when you start looking at it. Why those two and not four other choices?
The electrical, my dad does a lot of stuff with, like, electric work, and he used to when we lived in Independence. And I just kind of, like, watched him do it, and it kind of interests me. And then my grandpa, he was always building something. And, like, pretty much why.
Okay, good reason. For somebody who does electric maintenance, I've always felt that every engineer that designs something should have to work on it before they put it out to the rest of the public for us to work on, because you find out things that you stuck that component in there someplace I can't get my hand in. But those are two fields that really open up a lot of differences for you. Mm-hmm. And again, let's talk about the learning environment at Tech. Do they have the resources for you? Are you ready?
Yep. It's more of like, because I'm not, like, I'm a book learner, but I'm more of a, if I can do it, like, with my hands, I'm more apt to learn more about it.
And I think that's a lot of people. We're some combination where nobody is all one particular learning style, but there are often things that will pick us up to say, I'm now interested. You sparked my interest. I need to ask more questions.
Yeah.
So when you've picked it up in the book and you start picking up something, and I'm going to go, I don't care, either electric or mechanical, either way. When you find a device that, you find yourself asking questions, how did it work or why did they make it this way?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The instructional staff out there, again, same sort of question that I ask him. Are they challenging you to go dig out some answers and at the same time answer your direct question?
Yes, they are.
You're talking to somebody who maybe like you just moved from, I'll pick on Indy because that's where you came from, no particular reason. Is that you've able to say, you think you really need to check out Tech for next year?
Yeah, I've tried. In Copan, there's not a whole lot of people interested, and they want to do more of the welding and all those type of programs. But there's some of the sophomores that I've talked to, or the freshmen that some of them really like engineering, but they don't, they think it's not for them. For some reason, I really don't know.
Okay. Well, I hope to see one of your designs that another 10, 15 years down the road that lays the components out that I can actually get my hands in there and work on the thing. Thank you very much. And I need to move along because I got one more student that I want to try to talk to. And let's just get you in here. And hopefully I can get one of the three of you to tie a bow on this interview a little later on. Good morning. What's your name?
I'm Elijah Eklund.
And where do you go to school, Eli?
I actually do online schooling, but I live down near north of Bartlesville.
Okay, well, online is a great way to do it, and Tech is a good way to complement the online school for something that does take a little bit more of either a piece of equipment or somebody that can give you a good basis in where you're going already. Why did you choose Tech?
I heard that they had, like, the pre-engineering course, and I already knew that I wanted to do something with engineering, so I thought, like, just going there would help me prepare for college.
Mm-hmm. And what year student are you?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior? Okay. Yeah. Many people change their major 3 or 4 times in college, but sitting here right now, what field of engineering would you like to go into if you had your choice?
I'm going down the chemical engineering.
Down chemical engineering. Yes. All right. So I got a few people here in town that might want to talk to you in 4 or 5 or 6 years. But why chemical? What you can take the elements of the periodic table and mix them up in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, it's just always interesting me, just like the chemical reaction of some things and like getting involved with kind of that kind of stuff there.
Mm-hmm. And so far, again, just the question answer, the research, the getting hands-on that tech does so well. Are they meeting your needs, and what can you tell me about it?
Yeah, they've been really helpful. Like, for some of the projects we do, like, they've really been helpful with providing resources and going above and beyond and helping us out on our own projects.
Okay. And what type of projects have you been working on?
Well, for one of our classes, we have to, like, take something and, like, innovate it and, like, just, like, taking the material and trying to figure out how to, like, change it and make it a better or new item. Like, the facility and staff there has been really helpful in providing, like, ideas or, like, resources that can help us make an item better.
Okay. And so you're looking at materials, you're looking at processes, both the way for manufacturing later on down the road, then I would guess. You're a little bit of an innovative solution. And, again, the career paths for all three of you are virtually unlimited when you look at what could be going on for you 10, 15, 20 years down the road.
Yes.
It's like, again, recommendation to you, if you talk to one of her cohorts that just moved in from, I don't care, Coffeyville, Independence, Tulsa for that matter, again, why tech? Why not some other field of either independent like you're doing for homeschool or some other course of structure?
Well, the staff really, like, care for you, and it's like the curriculum itself is pretty good. Like, it's very hands-on, like everybody else said, and it's like you go there wanting to learn something, and it's not like like they just hand you a piece of paper and say do it and turn it in later. They're actually there for you and helping you through a process.
Okay, so it's a matter of being able to again interact with that small classroom environment, the student to teacher ratio for any or all three of you, and I know one of you is kind of off the microphone, but would you say that's a major benefit for tech?
Yes, like, because we're in the same classes all morning, and we're the only, me and Elijah are the only two in our classes all morning.
Wow, you need more people.
Yeah, we need more people in the engineering program.
Well, this is a great topic of conversation this morning, and I think it just will, you know, with that look at whether you are maybe even take it still one other direction into the building trades or design highways, or again, whether I see some invention with your patent on it 5 years down the road, I think it's all going to be a great future that is building for you right now at Tech. Thank you guys for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Can I get you to tie a bow on this real quick for me, enrollment for classes at Tech? Again, start off really by talking with your high school counselor and saying that's what I want to do.
Yeah, so any student at any school who's local, whether that's Bartlesville or Barnesdall, Dewey, Copan, mm-hmm. wherever, Kenny Valley, if you talk to your counselor first and express interest, we can work hard to find a slot for you at Tech.
Okay. So, again, one way to make those inquiries, again, the high school counselor, or check it out online, tricountytech.edu, if I got the website right.
Yeah.
A recent Baldrige Award winner this morning with the folks, staff and students at Tri-County Tech. Check it out online, tricountytech.edu. News on the way next on 1400 K1. Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1. American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska.